This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. United Kingdom Home Secretary Priti Patel says discussions are continuing between Britain and France to end a French ban on trade and transport from Britain imposed after a new variant of coronavirus swept across southern England. Meanwhile, vaccinations are proceeding on course, and that would include those folks living across the channel.
Europe, we received approval yesterday, and as I mentioned, we are just finishing the paperwork now to distribute throughout Europe, all 27 member states, such that everyone can begin vaccination at the same time.
Eurostar trains from London to Paris remain at a standstill for a second day today after France banned all travel from the United Kingdom for 48 hours because of that new strain of coronavirus in southern England. At the Eurostar terminal in Paris, no trains were arriving from London, although services were still running in the opposite direction. It's a $900 billion relief bill, and if U.S. Secretary of the Treasury Steve Mnuchin is correct, mixed in with some of your late Christmas cards next week will be relief checks from the federal government. Julie Walker has this from Associated Press.
Congress finally passes a new COVID relief bill after months of fighting, and President Trump is expected to sign it quickly. The $900 billion bill includes $13 billion in food assistance programs, a one-time $600 stimulus check to Americans making less than $75,000, $300 weekly unemployment checks, aid to businesses, and resources to vaccinate the nation, but falls short of what Democrats originally wanted. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Yes, there is more work to do, and it will cost some money, but it will protect jobs, and most importantly, it will meet the needs of the American people to cross.